Kathy Lee Gifford of Podcast Bass Players. A gift to the genre, isn't he? Bonjour, amigos. Bienvenidos, secret friends. I'm only Bob. We've met Fishbee already. Super Gladys Wonder Kitty is out pursuing her bachelor's of science and I don't fucking know. Anthropology? Is that a thing? It's not? Well, she's a cat. You know, how am I? I don't know. Headline today. The kids may or may not be all right. These college protests, if you want to call them that, have certainly got the nation in a kerfuffle. The kids may or may not be all right. Candidly, I'm not confident enough in my own wisdom, my own state of mind, my own decision-making, to make a determination on the rightness or the all-rightness or even the alt-rightness of these motherfucking kids. But I will tell you one thing I know for absolute certainty. For as long as we humans have congregated, the kids have always been the village albatross. Always bringing us down with their short-sightedness and stupidity and irresponsibility and loins of fire. These fucking kids. Loins of fire. Which, of course, is my Winger cover band. See us performing at the Ghost of the Rock Candy at Seattle this weekend. Tickets are $99 at Ticketmaster. Who knows what the secondary market will do? Where was I? Oh, yes, it's the kids. Their loins of fire. The village albatross. Sure, witches, you know, have got a lot of blame through the years, as has the devil. Other and assorted jealous gods always meddling. The aliens are fucking with us. And strangers. Oh, fuck, do we hate strangers. That's just a safety thing, but it manifests itself in a lot of ugly ways, doesn't it? Our innate fear of strangers. Always been scary as fuck. Not our fault, it's in our brains. But if you add all those things together, none of them are as poisonous and as deadly as the kids. We say it about these kids. Our parents said it about us. Their parents said it about them. It's April something, 2024. I believe the last day of April something, 2024. And I assure you, on the last April something of 1377, the kids aren't all right. It's the kids. On this day in 1377, things were never going to get better. Everyone in the village was fucking positive this thing was going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, we used to be optimistic, but how can you be now when you look at the kids? I remember a few years ago, I had a time machine building race with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Long story short, I won. And I went back to Easter Sunday of the year 937. And you know what the chatter was? Not eggs, not bunnies, not Christ. The crux of the meal. The kids are fucked. I'm like, this can't be right. Have people always thought this? So I got my time machine and I went back to the year 307. And you'll never guess who I saw, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was even taller then. But both of us were stunned to come to the realization that for as long as the earth has been spinning and people been congregating and the sun been shining, these fucking kids. A little follow-up from yesterday. Just today, Warner Brothers Discovery stock down another 9%. So if you invested $1 5 years ago, that investment is now paid off to the tune of, was it 18 cents, 17 cents? Okay, cool. A lot of people think it's going to go up this year. But another Trump term could make CNN a cash cow, although briefly, make a lot of money, big ratings for CNN. Last night I was watching for a few moments. They were sneaking in leg shots like they were Fox News. Caitlin Collins' show is getting very sexy. The source was sexiness. You had Caitlin Collins going sleeveless. You had Alyssa Farah Griffin. They went out of their way to slow roll that camera to get maximum like miniskirt and very Fox, but they got to do what they got to do. Fish B, before I get to your questions, which we'll do in just a second, I promise. I have the tease of all teases. I have a prediction. This is the tease. That Biden is going to win Florida by one vote. How do I know it will be one? I told you. It's the tease of all teases. More information on that forthcoming. And real quick, Fishby, shout out to the United Methodist Church, who's decided to be less anti-gay. Which is nice. Isn't it nice? Yay! Go! Yay! I think when I was a kid, I sang in a Methodist choir for a year. Before even they were so appalled by my sweet dulcet tones, I was asked never to return. That's not true. That's the thing about kids' choirs. All right, let's do Fish Pizza. And I'm going to see my grandma later. My grandma's been a Methodist her whole life. She turns 98 next week. This will be thrilling news to her. Ah, it's the kids, she'll say. All right, Fish Beast question, sorry. Yo, yo, Governor Puppy Shooter Enhanced Yayas, who's never going to be Veep. Talking to me? It's me, Fish B. And who's going to win the NBA title? And can we go see the new raunchy Zendaya or Zendaya movie? Like everyone else says Zendaya. I've said Zendaya my entire life and I... Trust me, I'm familiar with her work. I have daughters that are about her age, so watched her grow up. And she's always the best dressed ever, but we'll get to that. And lastly, this is still from Fishby. Brilliant question. What's the most exotic animal you've ever seen or touched? And was it a monkey? All right. First, Fishby, addressing me as Yo, yo, Governor Puppy Shooter. That's not poetic in any way. That is not a deadpan non sequitur. It's just... I get you're trying to take a topical stab at Christy Gnome. Who cares? That story's gross, though. It's gross. Gross. Never gonna be Veep. Who's gonna win the NBA title? Well, here's the problem with this question. That's a future event. And while I can predict that Biden is going to win Florida by one vote, I'll tell you this about the NBA. The series that starts on Saturday between Minnesota and the Ant-Man and all their size against Denver? That's going to be some great fucking basketball. I mean, that is appointment television shit, that series. I don't know who's going to win the title. Kind of be fun if Minnesota won it. And can we go see the new raunchy Zendaya movie? Or Zendaya, sorry. Oh, we're going to see it. We're gonna see it. And people are going to see it in the theaters. Like, it was number one in the box office. That doesn't mean quite what it used to. Right? It's fun going to theaters like, wow, there are four people here. And Lauren Boebert's like, damn! Should have been a spoken eye. But it's like an Amazon Prime thing. Like, as soon as it's out of theaters, it's going to be on Amazon Prime. And we're scared to go out. We're, you know, publicly outed as total recluses. Four people sounds like three too many to me. And brilliant question. What's the most exotic animal I've ever seen or touched, and was it a monkey? I once fed a giraffe at a zoo in Naples, Florida. I once touched a snake in elementary school. That was just once. And I haven't touched a snake since. If you know what I mean. There's a snake in my boot. But is that a tribute to the David Letterman show, The Late Show? And when Stephanie, the woman he had the affair with, would call down on the phone and Dave would urge her, he would allow her to ask a guest a question, but please don't ask them about the monkeys. And then she would always ask, did you see her touch any monkeys? And that was the running joke. I do have a monkey story. Not that one. There's this fearless monkey gang in Thailand. I don't know how to pronounce the city, but it looks like Lopburi. And in this city in Thailand, for eons and eons, the monkeys and the people have lived side by side. Not arm in arm, but they've existed together. But now these monkeys have formed a gang. And so have the people. They've put up all these posters all over town. Stay away from the monkeys. If you see them, like, fucking shoot them or do whatever the fuck you want, because we fucking hate these monkeys now. Fucking monkeys. And so this monkey gang is seriously going around and ripping down the posters. Now, I don't know who's writing this thing. I'm not taking sides between the monkeys and the people of Thailand. But just the fact that there's a fearless monkey gang that's smart enough to take down the posters warms the cockles like Vicodin and cocoa, does it not? It does, is the correct answer. We only have 15 minutes, up by noon at the latest, every single weekday, except for when I'm not feeling up to it. May all our todays be filled with joy and laughter.